Good morning. What's popping? Today is Sunday, March 24th, 2019. If some of you were lucky enough to sit there and snatch up some Fandango tickets to go see an early showing of Shazam yesterday, trust me, it was well worth your time. Go see Shazam. It's a lighthearted, childish, funny, does not take itself seriously. And that's what Shazam is about. Because when I grew up watching it in the 70s, yeah, I was in fourth, fifth grade. Nobody took it was the Shazam Mighty Isis Hour. And it was cool because as a kid, he was different from Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman. He was this funny, weird nerd. But in the 70s, he was a college student where this version of him is a ninth grader, 10th grader, foster kid. It's really a great update on the character. And it's a family movie. Take the kids because you have kids now. When we were kids back then, not all of us fit in with everybody. A lot of us were nerds. Even though some of us did go out, we went out to play. After you watch your cartoons, you was out there on your bike. You know, you was out there playing where these kids, everybody's on the phone, on the computer, on their PS4, Xbox. So they don't really have that time where, just be a kid. They're putting so much stress on themselves with, like I said, being online. Put down the phone, turn off your internet and stuff, just go outside. Be a kid. And I think this movie sit there and generates that hey, it's okay to be weird. It's okay, you'll be okay. So anyway, like I said, Shazam nailed it. DC knocked it out the park with this one. It's not like Wonder Woman, so if you don't know too much about this character, the character is a cheesy character, okay? Pain in the ass character. He's just, that's Shazam, okay? The original Captain Marvel. And the other movie I saw was Us, and I saw that Friday. And they're touting this as a horror movie. I'm a big horror fan, okay? So I grew up with Sleepaway Camp, okay? I Spit on Your Grave. We're talking about the original stuff. Friday the 13th, you know, Halloween, Faces of Death. We're talking about horror. This was not a horror movie. This is a thriller suspense movie. And I'm not even sure if it's really suspenseful or that thrilling because I guess the people I was with when we was, you know, the audience, it was more laughing than it was more ooh and ah. I mean, it was a few oohs and ahs, but it wasn't from horror. It was like, oh, damn. It's not like Get Out. Because even with Get Out, I took a while before I went to see that movie. I said, I'm going to wait. And I think I saw it maybe 2-3 weeks later. I said, wow, this is really, I mean, I was impressed with Get Out. Get Out was good. This one, no. Because if you're going to tell something is a horror movie, it better be a damn horror movie. Okay? That's all I'm saying. Because you got a lot of horror fans that are going to go see this and like, this ain't a horror movie. Mm-mm. Thriller? Suspense? Yes. I know they're toting him as Alfred Hitchcock. No. I've been watching a lot of late TV. You know, when you're insomnia, you get up, go to the bathroom, and you can't go back to sleep. Been watching Hitchcock. And then Rod Sterling's Night Gallery comes on. They're toting Mr. Peel as the next, no. Let's go a little slower, okay? Because like I said, it's very hard when you sit there and tote something. Oh, it's a horror movie. No. And you can't sit there and do horror movie. Oh, it's a horror thriller system. No. You're trying to be a whole lot of things and pick what you want to be. You want to be a thriller suspense or you want to be a horror movie? It's a thriller suspenseful. A lot of people will probably be like, oh, a lot of horror fans. No. So I kind of left out the theater a little disappointed. Like I said, it had its good parts. The acting was good. It kind of did go off the rails a little bit, maybe towards the middle of the movie where you were probably like, oh, okay, what the heck? Okay. And so, yeah, Get Out, 100% better. This film, to me, felt like it was rushed, and I don't know, maybe because of the Get Out success, they were like, look, we got to get something out there, throw it fast. Be careful with that. Be careful with that, because sometimes when you throw something out there real fast, so let's not do that. But best movie this weekend, if you was able to see Shazam, Via Fandango. That's my top number one movie this weekend. So keep popping. Stay out of trouble. Stay nerdy. Lori for Nerds World. Out.